The first stage of group cohesion is called forming. A group begins with its own formation. The reasons we join groups acts as catalyst for the group formation. Shaw in 1981 pointed out that we join groups to satisfy our basic needs. There are six main reasons that we join groups. The first reason that we may join a group is our own personal need to belong. Humans are communal beings, and we have a powerful need to belong. Joining a group provides an opportunity to satisfy that deep need to belong. The second reason that people join groups is because they have an interpersonal attraction or they're drawn to the others of the group. They join because they're drawn to the members. They're drawn to those who are similar in personality, attitudes, beliefs, ethnic origin, orientation, and economic status. The third reason people are drawn to a group is because there's an attraction to the group activities. Sometimes people join groups to participate simply in their activities. This is a primary motivation for joining most college athletic teams, fraternities, and sororities. Joining a group because you are attracted to the group's activities does not preclude the additional draw from social connection among members or other reasons to join that group. The fourth reason that people are attracted to groups and wish to remain members of those groups are because they are attracted to the group's goals. Political groups gain members because the individuals are drawn to the cause or to the candidate. People join volunteer groups because they are attracted to those groups' goals. The fifth reason that people join groups is to establish meaning in their life or an identity for themselves. Sometimes people join groups to make sense of their world. When situations in their life are ambiguous and people are looking for answers, they often join groups as a means of better understanding themselves, their worlds, or others who cross their paths. The sixth reason that people join a group is not because they are attracted to the group's goals, or they need to belong to a group, or they are attracted to the members, or they want to establish a business contact. It is simply because they are authoritatively placed in these groups. When group members are authoritatively placed in a group, they don't have the luxury of interacting with members that they would choose. So they're stuck adapting to the various personalities and quirks of fellow members. It's your job as a facilitator to keep the commitment to the goal of the group, however tough it may be, and keep those students coming back.